At the National Farm Machinery Show, John Deere has on display a lot of their equipment, which certainly includes their tractors. And here with me to talk about them is John Panning, who is a product specialist for John Deere from Waterloo, Iowa. And John, I know one of the new models that you have out is the 7030 series tractor, and I think that's probably one that's getting a lot of eyeballs on it right now here at this show. Tell me a little bit about this tractor. It's obviously, you know, nearly brand new on the market.
You bet, Chuck. We introduced the 7030 series in August of last year to our dealers. It's replacing the 7020 series. We now have four models ranging from the 76 to the 7930. PTO horsepowers of 140 to 180 PTO horsepowers. Some of the new features of this model, we now offer a power quad and an auto quad transmission on the 7930 model, which before on the 7920 was IVT only. So that gives us an additional transmission option on that high horsepower model. We also brought in the electro-hydraulic SCVs on the tractors equipped with the power quad, auto quad type transmission. So on that tractor, you now have the option of going mechanical or the electro-hydraulic SCVs. Before, that was reserved for the command arm tractors only. These models now, they contain the 6.8 high-pressure common rail, 4-valve per cylinder head engine. It's Tier 3 compliant. One of the features for that engine, we brought intelligent power management that provides the additional 30 engine horsepower for rear PTO and transport applications. Gives you the ability to get a little bit more productivity out of your tractors in those applications.
How about when it comes to the cab environment that the operator's going to work in?
Well, sure. We still have the same cab that we brought with the 7020. We provide the active seat, automatic temperature control, some of those deluxe features. We changed some of the styling of the cab, add a couple more lights to give you more visibility at night, but we still have the same base cab that we've come to enjoy over the past years.
Traffic seems to be really good here at the show. What kind of feedback are you getting from growers that are looking at this?
It's been pretty positive feedback. They're looking for a very versatile tractor. We've had a lot of customers talk to us about the IVT transmission, how that's helped them improve their efficiency on their farms. The new styling of the tractor has been noticed by the customers. The integrated high-low driving lights in the hood, the changes to the roof line for the lights, those type of styling issues customers have come to know.
And, of course, you have the ability with this tractor to integrate it with the like your AMS, the Ag Management Solutions area for precision farming techniques.
Yeah, that's correct. All these models come equipped with the Green Star wiring harness in them. So all you have to do is add your Green Star components to make the model track ready. That can be done at the factory when you order the tractor, or they can actually do that dealer installed. So they are Green Star ready for those applications.
Now, this isn't the only model that you have on display here. Anything else you'd like to point out? I know it's sitting right next on the floor to an 8030 series model.
You bet. We have an 8430 on display here. The reason we're showing this model is because we're coming out with a new MFWD bar axle for these tractors. It's going to be what they call the 1500 series axle. It's going to be available for all models, but it's now you don't have to have the independent link suspension on that 8530 model. You have the choice of an MFWD or a suspended axle. It is dual tolerant, so if you want to run the front duals, you'll be able to do that as well.
Anything else that might you've got on display here, or just about your models that you'd like to point out we didn't touch on?
Well, we want to make sure we point out the efficiency improvements we're making on our tractors. The 8430 model, as many have heard, it was record-setting efficiency at the Nebraska test. The 7030 models will be going to Nebraska test this spring, and we anticipate the same type of results from those models as well.
Hey, well, thank you very much, John Panning, product specialist with John Deere, talking about the new models they have out and on display here at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.